You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 2nd of December 2021. Later, we take a look at which tasks in the gig economy are commanding the most pay. But first to the Australian share market, which did fall today only by a bit, 0.1% on the S&P ASX 200 to 7,225. Tech stocks were hit hard, Afterpay down more than 6%, but the best performer on the All Ordinaries Index was Australian Pharmaceutical Industries. We'll tell you why in a few moments. But Omicron and inflation, they're the dominating themes in the market. And for more on those, I spoke earlier with James Gerrish. He's the portfolio manager at Shaw & Partners and the author of Market Matters.
Yeah, well, inflation was the major issue until Omicron came along. So, you know, if you think about it, theoretically, the new strain of the virus should actually be a should actually curtail some of the inflationary fears. Look, I look around the market, and you look at equities are one thing. We've had a pullback in the equity space, but I think preferred measure that I like to look at is around the debt markets, the bond market. I think that's a better, more useful way of pricing risk. And you know, the market's not pricing a huge amount of risk at the moment. I think that's probably the right thing to be doing. But there's no panic in the market. There's no excessive pricing of an elevated risk of further decline. So for me, I'm reasonably comfortable in the market, even though we've got this, you know, the headlines about the new strain as well as the inflation ticking away.
So let's focus then on inflation, because the OECD overnight warned that the RBA needs to be vigilant about the rising signs of inflation and may need to tighten monetary policy faster than expected. So what's the latest thinking on what the market's thinking? And what do you think? Will rates rise sooner here?
Yeah, well, the market doesn't believe what the RBA is saying effectively. So, the market's pricing in 3 rate increases in calendar year 22. Interest rates are going to be somewhere around the 0.8 of 1% according to what the futures markets are pricing now. So the RBA is still saying that, no rate increases till 23, maybe 24. So the market's just not believing that. I think that the market, I'd bet in favour of the market as opposed to the RBA. I think that what we're going to see in the next 12 months is rate increases. They'll be forced to do it. Inflation is, as the Fed said this week, no longer expected to be transitory. So, rate increases are well and truly what's required in that sort of environment.
What does that mean for your investment strategy?
So you think about inflation and having assets that are, perform better in an inflationary environment. So inflation's okay as long as it's, and interest rates are okay as long as the underlying economy is performing well and growth is staying, reasonably robust. So, the things that you want to have is companies with pricing power. You want to have things that do well as inflation rises. So resources, physical assets do well in an inflationary environment. But so, I'm not getting too scared about inflation coming through. I mean, we're still not, it's still, if you look in the longer term measures of inflation, it's still not getting concerningly high. So for me, I think the market, is still a huge amount of free cash in the market, free money in the market, if you like. I know interest rates are going higher and the market's pricing that, but conditions are still accommodative. So I think the market's still looking, positive into 22.
Can we focus also now on one thing which I think is a major theme of 2021, and that's merger and acquisition, right? We've got two key stories today. One is the battle of API, so that's the Priceline owner, and a little bit of a story with Crown. Can you take us through those?
Yeah, I mean, it's been heating up, this takeover tussle for API. So, it came out Sigma Pharmaceuticals has been in the mix, Wesfarmers has been in the mix, and now Woolies has sort of come in and trumpeted the last Wesfarmers deal. So API were trading around $1.14 a share before this, before any interest was shown. Today's bid from Woolies is $1.75 all cash. That's a 13% premium to what Wesfarmers had paid. So, the hurdle rate to make acquisitions work, I should say, is low, given where interest rates are and given where high quality borrowers like Woolies, Wesfarmers, Sigma can borrow funds at. So it makes you know, it makes acquisitions easily earnings accretive. So, that's what's played out in API. In terms of Crown, it's a little bit different. Their major shareholder or second major shareholder, Blackstone, this is a third tilt they've made at Crown. And obviously, this came out in earlier November. They're bidding $12.50 a share. Crown's trading around 11. And this is a third tilt that Blackstone has made. I don't get the sense that there's going to be a bidding war as much from Crown. Blackstone are more, they're property physical assets sort of investors. So I don't think they're going to go and pay overs on the operating business for Crown. If Star come back into the mix, then that could be sort of the spice that you need in this takeover tussle. But I don't think Blackstone is going to be the one that drives the price too much above $12.50, $13, that sort of mark.
James Gerrish there from Shaw and Partners. So, from the markets, let's talk about the gig economy. Which skills will get you the most money? It's something small tasking app Airtasker researched, and on its platform, the three top ones include landscape gardeners, carpenters, and painters. For more, Sarah Conti spoke with Airtasker CEO Tim Fung.
This year, we've seen the service economy continue to grow all across Australia. We announced recently that the marketplace is at an annualized run rate of more than $200 million in gross marketplace volume, which is an indicator of marketplace activity and how our taskers are earning on the platform. We saw some really interesting changes in categories that are happening on the marketplace with landscape gardeners earning big bucks on Airtasker, more than $770 per average task. Carpenters were also in high demand, earning about $670 per task, and painters continue to do well on Airtasker, earning more than $600 per task.
Well, something I noticed about these top earning categories that you're talking about is they all seem to be in the home improvement space. Why do you think they attract such big bucks?
Well, I think this year we all spent a lot more time at home than we probably would have preferred. Certainly in Sydney and Melbourne, with lockdowns continuing to be the case. And when you're at home and you're looking at that crack in the wall, or you're looking at those tiles that need to be cleaned, you're very much triggered to get more stuff done. So I think that was a big driver of home improvement services.
Yeah, you can definitely see how that would drive a spike in demand. Let's have a look at the key trends for a moment. What has seen the biggest spike in demand?
One of the things that I think was really, really interesting was that babysitting was something that is really starting to take off on Airtasker. We saw a more than 52% increase between September and October as Aussies really, you know, embraced that opportunity to get out of the house and perhaps needed some extra help to keep things humming along at home. And, you know, on Airtasker, you can now find people with working with children's checks, with police checks. And so it's a really, safe and trusted way to be able to find help around the home.
That was Tim Fung, CEO of Airtasker, speaking with Sarah Conti.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.